WFAE has a new initiative called Ask Us to let listeners suggest story ideas. On our website, we're asking what you're curious about in the Charlotte region, its life and culture. We recently put another set of three questions to a vote, letting you decide the story you wanted us to cover. The winner came from Steve Tocola of East Charlotte. He talked to WFAE's David Borax.
Steve Tocola is 31 and grew up in Charlotte. He's watched higher rents and home prices gradually push lower-income people farther out to places like North Charlotte or where he lives now off Idlewild Road.
My question was, what is the next part of town that's going to be gentrified?
Where's this question coming from? What's your concern here?
I'm from Charlotte. I wasn't born here, but I've been here since I was like 2 years old. This is the only place I know. And I used to live in Plaza Midwood, like East Crest Drive and Central Avenue. And I just remember growing up there being so much diversity. There were days when I walked around my neighborhood and didn't hear English spoken. You know what I mean? My family is all refugees from East Africa, Ethiopia. So I used to love that part of town because there's so many Hispanics, Africans, Asians. We just had so much different variety and diversity in the neighborhood. And now when you look around, there's $1,500 a month high rises. I used to watch the 4th of July fireworks from Plaza Midwood. You can't even see them now because of all the development. It's not the same neighborhood.
Plaza Midwood has definitely changed. You could say the same for just about any older neighborhood near downtown, many of them historically African-American. So which one will be the next to gentrify? There's probably more than one answer. Neighborhoods on the west side or north of Uptown are certainly on the list. The area I've been looking at lately is the North End along Statesville Avenue and North Tryon Street. Places like Greenville, Genesis Park, Druid Hills, and Lockwood. Daryl Gaston is a neighborhood leader in Druid Hills. He talked about gentrification on WFAE's Charlotte Talks Thursday.
Now we see the integrity and the fabric of the neighborhood changing with individuals moving in of different racial backgrounds, which is not so bad.
But Gaston worries some newcomers aren't as friendly as longtime residents and says that affects the sense of community. Other residents, city officials, and housing experts are all wondering if changes will come faster with big projects like Camp North End, a redevelopment of the old Ford and Hercules missile plant off Statesville Avenue. The city of Charlotte is helping with job recruiting. It's also trying to give residents a voice, says city sustainability manager Rob Focus.
They have a neighborhood coalition called the North End Community Coalition that represents all these different neighborhoods. We sat down with them and have had several conversations now laying out our vision and really testing it with them.
They're talking about the kinds of jobs and training that might come, affordable housing, and how the city can help fill other needs, like a grocery store. Those meetings have included Daryl Gaston, and he says he's optimistic.
Change comes slow, but it comes. And the developer, the city of Charlotte, and the residents of the North End Corridor have an opportunity to get this development right.
So maybe there is hope, Steve, at least in the North End.
Me being from East Charlotte and already kind of being muscled out of Plaza Midwood, I was just kind of hoping to God it's not East Charlotte, you know?
Well, Steve, thank you for the question. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.
If you have a question about the Charlotte area that you want us to address, let us know. Go to WFAE.org and look for the Ask Us box on the front page. Maybe we'll talk to you next. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.